Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are you still full speed ahead on mandates for essential workers to get vaccinated?
It is very important to get these people vaccinated. There is a plan, should these people not want to be vaccinated, towards education and counseling to get people the information they need.
Let the re-education begin.
I tend to believe that this is the most excessive abuse of presidential federal overreach.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Save our country!
Save our freedom!
Supposed to be over here. I like Legos.
Yes.
I like Legos.
What am I doing here?
Hey, Legos.
I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We told you earlier today, we're going to talk more about it this hour, that the Department of Correction, the prison department in the state, is in the process of terminating probably hundreds of correction officers, guards, because they refused to get the vaccination. But now it turns out, we just discovered this today, that last January, the Department of Correction offered inmates, felons, violent criminals in many cases, were offered good time, early release for taking the vaccination. 7.5 days of EGT, earned good time, would be offered if you took the shot. And it was a very pleasant notice that they gave to the jailbirds. But now they are firing. They're getting to the point where they're going to fire the correction officers, just like they're going to fire state police who don't get the jab. They're all being denied their medical or religious exemptions, and they're told that they have 3 days to get the jab, and if they don't get the jab, then the process of termination will begin. But for the inmates, you got to read the letter, and I'm going to read you the letter from the union. They put out a scathing release about this, that inmates rescinded the offer because it was so illegal, and not to mention improper, but because the legislature has to approve things like this, like good time offers, but the fact that it was offered at all, and now they are trying to fire people who have tried to do the right thing all these years. It's just outrageous. We are joined now by a guard who has, he's done as of Friday, and we're not going to name him. And let me ask Correction Officer X, would you like the voice changer, or can we dispense with the voice changer, Officer X?
Oh, sir, I would love the voice changer. It's been a long time since I've had to use it.
Okay, we'll put the voice changer on. The voice changer is the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. So Karen Polito, who's got his back, like she has the back of the state police, she won't be able to come after him now because you can't recognize my voice, so how the hell can you recognize Officer X's voice once the voice changer is in effect? So Officer X, tell us what's your status right now with the DOC, the Department of Correction?
Well, my status currently is I'm in the first phase of suspension, which is a 5-day. Next, it goes to a 10-day, and then termination.
And have you ever had any disciplinary problems?
Nothing horrible, you know. Maybe like being late on the occasion.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. I drive 50 miles to work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you hit traffic, nothing you can do about it. But outside of that, no.
So did you think it was ever going to come to this, that you were going to be by the way, why won't you take the shot?
Well, personally, I won't take the shot because if you do a little research on vaccines, like if you go to newyork.health.gov, it takes 10 to 15 years for them to clinically study a vaccine before they even start giving it to people. This thing was made in 6 months. I mean, we are the clinical trial. I'm kind of foolish here or there, and I might just be a knucklehead screw, but a little bit of common sense would say you might want to wait.
And so did you ever think it would come to this when they started threatening you?
Well, I put in a religious exemption. I knew that this day would come. Most religious people, whether you want to give it any credence or not, knew that this day would come. But I didn't think that I would actually see it in my lifetime. And as far as getting disciplined for not being part of an experiment, I didn't think they legally had the standings to do that.
So, I mean, how many people in the union or in the DOC on the DOC payroll do you think are going to be gone if they follow through with these suspensions and terminations?
Man, I would say a third or better are people who are right now saying they're either not taking it or unsure or waiting. You know, it's a good amount. It's more than they have the capability to backfill, unless of course they actually utilize the majority of the National Guard, which they've also stated that at some point that's their plan. They're going to utilize the National Guard to fill non-inmate associated posts, like up there at Milford at the headquarters.
Right.
They're going to drive all those officers back inside the walls, you know, possibly the tower posts, you know, in different institutions. But honestly, I don't think there's enough bodies to actually...
But yeah, the National Guard, I thought they were busy also administering COVID shots to kids, or they're going to, and they're also busy driving school buses, aren't they?
Well, I was actually just going to say that. I'm pretty sure they're going to be too busy telling the kids all aboard, which realistically is kind of scary when you look at the bigger picture. I mean, what are they saying that they're going to put the military in positions for? They're going to put the military in positions in schools, health care, and prisons. I mean, were there other countries that ever did anything like that?
What are you going to do for work, Officer X?
Well, I was looking to broader horizons. I was looking to the great white north. Don't worry, guys. I'm not a moonbat. I'm not going to bring MBTA or bike lanes or, sorry, stuff with me. But I'm getting out of Massachusetts as fast as I can. This place is looking like it's going the way of, the great leader.
North Warsaw Korea. Pact.
The Warsaw Pact. This is scary, scary stuff. You know, people don't understand that once you give the government any power or any leeway, they never, ever, ever give it back. I mean, let's consider Cambridge. Cambridge has already mandated that children have to be vaccinated in order to go to school, that all the children have to be vaccinated. Well, they haven't even really approved anything for children.
Even though, according to Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University, he did a study and no children had died solely of COVID-19. The few hundred that have died have all had comorbidities, cancer, something like that, you know? But they're still forcing these vaccinations on kids.
Yeah, well, I have a question. It's my job to observe large groups of people, their actions, their daily routines, what they do. So I spend a lot of time when I'm not at work doing what I do at work. I watch people in the general public. Like, I'm actually sitting in my car right now watching an intersection, and there's people going in and out of this store. And you know, I don't see anybody coughing. I haven't seen anybody cough all summer. I haven't seen people coughing in the spring. It's kind of weird. I mean, this is a worldwide pandemic.
Well, 10 days ago, your union had a meeting with the administration, and the union said, how many people in the prison have COVID? And they said zero. Zero. They've changed it. They've changed it since then and said there's a handful that have it because the zero got out into the press and it looked bad for the administration. But I mean, it's, it doesn't seem like it's a real serious problem in the prisons.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's a real serious problem here where I'm sitting either.
Right.
To be honest with you, it kind of looks like it's not really a problem. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I know exactly what you're saying. But, I mean, how did you feel when you saw this memo that came out in January about being so nice and asking the prisoners to take the jab and saying they're going to get this good time off for on their sentences? What did that make you feel? Especially now that you see what's happened to you.
It made me feel like I really need to go back and research the Tuskegee experiments.
That's
horrible.
I don't know. It's just it's insane what they're doing, and they're doing this to the state cops. There's a state cop I heard about. The state police put out a release this week. One of the guys had Bell's palsy, and he had recovered from it. He got a shot when he was in the Air Force, and his doctor said, "Don't take this vaccine. It might bring back the Bell's palsy." And so he doesn't want to, and now he's going to lose his job. Another guy has a heart condition. His physician told him, don't take the shot. It could kill you. And, you know, he can't get an exemption.
Well, realistically, if you do a little bit of research, I mean, if you take a little bit of time and pull on your phone like you would do at any time all day long, as people do, and instead of playing, you know, online games or social media, if you took a little time and you researched the fact that there's a really, really good chance that this vaccine is going to cause myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart valves and, you know, major heart attack, there's a good chance that that guy's probably in big, big trouble. I mean, you can go and utilize VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is oversighted by the CDC, and it's kind of hard to get to the links. If you'd like, Howie, I can send you the actual step-by-step process to utilize this. There's 9,000 deaths reported. Now, keep in mind, by VAERS' own words, they only report 1% of the reports
I know.
14,000 miscarriages.
I got to hold you there, Officer X, because we're running out of time, but we appreciate it, and we'll stay in contact with you and see how this thing is going. I think we know which way it's headed, but we do want to talk more with you about it, and we want to talk with other people. If you're in the same boat as Officer X, give us a call, whether you work for the state police or the DOC or any other of these agencies, including the hospitals. I mean, people are are jammed up because of this, and it's just so I believe unnecessary. 844-500-4242. There's so much going on in the world right now. We spend the whole day talking about it here on this show. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ear. What did you listen to this week, Taylor, this weekend?
Well, I got to do a lot of yard work, so I was listening to a lot of big band stuff. Even I listened to some Bing Crosby, but also Bob Crosby. His brother had a couple of good hits.
Bob Crosby and the Bobcats.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, Bing used to bring him on his show every once in a while, and he was pretty good. He was on the radio a lot in the 50s.
Pretty much an exact sound alike of his brother, but had some interesting hits. He took a few more chances musically, I think, than Bing did.
See, this is the thing about Raycons. You know, you don't just have to rely on what the radio is serving up to you, which can be pretty bland stuff, unless, of course, you're listening to the Howie Carr Show. And the Raycons, you can listen to anything you want, and even if it's very esoteric and you don't think anybody else cares, you're not going to be bothering anybody else because Raycons give you the privacy. You're just listening for your own self. And the Raycon Everyday Earbuds, which are brand new, look, feel, and sound better than ever. And they don't have those lame wires coming out of them like so many other earbuds do. They're just the best system there is. The new Everyday Earbuds from Raycon come with an improved rubber oil look, and they feel better than ever. And they optimize gel tips, give you the perfect in-ear fit. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure Mode, which is podcast listening, blues, and instrumental. And I would say that's the one you were listening to, right, Taylor?
And it sure did sound pure. It was great.
Or you can listen to the balanced mode. That's good for rock, heavy metal, etc., and also podcasts. Or you can listen to bass if you want a hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, so they'll keep you going all week long and well into the weekend, pretty much. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 55-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. Get free shipping, free returns, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the DOJ retract the letter ordering the FBI to investigate school parents?
Of course not.
83% say no.
Yeah, just because the people who wrote the letter, the left-wing hacks at the School Board Association, have retracted it, that doesn't mean that they're going to not use it. Just like the FBI knew that the dodgy dossier was just Hillary Clinton fiction, but they still used it to go after Donald Trump and many of his minions, like Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. 413 says, where are the National Guard soldiers going to come from? Many, many of them are cops and firefighters. Who will backfill those jobs? Well, also the fact that many of those National Guards people have refused to get vaccines, and they're getting the tests. You know, if they're in the public safety jobs, most towns have the testing option. So they're going to be putting in police into these prison jobs and elsewhere that are in the same position, unvaccinated, as the people who've been fired, whether they're prison guards or state cops. It doesn't make any sense, but none of this makes any sense. Let me just read you this. This is from Carol Meachie, the commissioner, who makes $169,000 a year. This was January 28th. I have determined that receiving the vaccine is significantly valuable to rehabilitation. This is just to the inmates, the jailbirds, and will therefore be offering earned good time, EGT, pursuant to GL Chapter 127, Section 129D. Inmates will be required to read educational flyers/literature, watch relevant videos, and receive both vaccine doses to receive said EGT. Subsequently, a total of 7.5 days of EGT will be awarded to inmates/patients for their satisfactory performance in the vaccine rehabilitative program. I look forward to the day when we can return to our normal activities and social outlets. Meanwhile, they're firing the guards. I mean, again, this only lasted a few days before they realized how asinine it was. But they are now firing the guards in the prison. They didn't get a nice, pleasant missive like that. And the guards were had to hand them out because they don't have email access. I'm Howie Carr.
Love. live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I want to read you the union response in a while, but first of all, I want to play. We did this earlier in the day. Last Thursday, they had the graduation ceremonies for the new class at the State Police Academy. The ceremonies were in Worcester. And Polito and Baker were both there to talk about how much they loved the state police. And again, this was Thursday. On Friday night around 9 o'clock, after the deadlines for the Saturday papers, and nobody watches the 11 o'clock news on Friday nights. You know, nobody watches local news pretty much, period, anyway, but they don't watch on Friday nights. They started sending out notices that all the requests for exemption had been denied and that they were, you know, they had 3 days to get the jab or they were going to be fired like Officer X from the DOC. So this is Polito. You got to hear this. This is the classic cut. This should be used by Jeff Deal in his campaign if he ends up running against Polito or Baker in the primary. This is Polito to the state troopers about 24 hours before they began firing them. Cut 35.
I want you to feel today the support of your community and your government and your family and friends. We will always be with you. We know you have our back, and we have yours.
We will always be with you all the way to the unemployment office, all the way to I-95 so you can drive down to Florida and get the $5,000 bonus from Governor DeSantis for joining the thin blue line here in the Sunshine State. We will always be with you. You have our back, and we have yours. More from Karen Polito, Pay to Play, Cut 34.
And we, in government as your partners, and we in this community are grateful that there are people like you willing and able to put your uniform on every day and go out, do the work, no matter what faces you, in the face of great uncertainty.
Great uncertainty, like, am I going to be fired today or tomorrow because I won't get the jab, because I had Bell's palsy when I was in the Air Force, or I have a congenital heart condition. And one of these guys, it was a pretty high up in the brass. He took two jabs and had a stroke, and now he's out on retirement. But the guy that we've talked about in the past, he got the jab 2 weeks ago, and then 2 days later, he's in Mass General Brigham, he's still in a medically induced coma. It doesn't get better when you're in a coma for a long period of time, as we all know. So this is Baker. Again, this is Charlie Baker. And, if they ever name a street after him, it'll have to be one way. The guy Donald Trump called a phony. And boy, Trump said a lot of wise things in his day, in my opinion. But calling Charlie Baker a phony, you can't get much more spot on than that. This is Baker 24 hours before they began firing state police. Cut 32.
This is in many ways a difficult time to be in public safety. What I can say to all of you is that you are prepared and you will be supported.
You will be supported. And one last thing here before we go to the phone lines, I want to play it. This is a flashback from Baker. He's being interviewed by Ed Harding from Channel 5. And Ed Harding, this is in an earlier campaign. We'll listen to the question, listen to Charlie's answer, and see if you think it, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Cut 33.
What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
Loyalty. Maybe loyalty. A lot of times people are blinded by loyalty. Let's pick that one.
Charlie Parker is not blinded by loyalty. I think that's fair to say. 844-500-4242. One last thing before we go to the lines here. This is the statement issued this afternoon by the Mass Correction Officers Federated Union after this memo came out about they were offering early releases to felons who took the jab. There is a sharp contrast between the quite pleasant request given to the most dangerous felons serving state prison sentences and the abhorrent treatment of hardworking law enforcement and public safety officers in the state of Massachusetts. The absurdity behind a policy that incentivizes and rewards felons for taking the COVID vaccine in the way of taking time off their sentences cannot be overstated. Put that program side by side against the policy set to now fire you, and anyone can see where law enforcement and public safety stand in the pecking order in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts now. Your individual rights be damned. This is addressed to the membership. Your religious beliefs and medical wishes can take a seat on the bench, too. The train has certainly fallen off the tracks within this administration. This is where we are now. Now, the Baker administration would have you believe it did not know of the good time credits inmates were set to earn before they pulled the plug on this vaccine rehabilitative program. The executive board of the union is certainly not of the opinion that a program of this magnitude could not have been rolled out without the approval of the Baker-Polito administration, regardless of its previous statements in the press indicating otherwise. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Howie. I don't understand why the union or the lawyers don't demand that the members have the right to get tested for the level of immunity that they have, the antibodies in their system. Both the B cells and the T cells mean a complete check of what sort of immunity they have.
Ron, DOC is union is in the at the appeals level, and they were shot down by an Obama judge who has an $89,000 pension from the state of Massachusetts. The state police union were also in federal court. They were in Boston rather than Worcester, and they were shot down by an Obama judge. These federal judges and state judges, even more so, don't care about the rights of any public employees if they're going up against the deep state.
Yeah, but the unions themselves, they should demand that everyone get their level of immunity tested. The immunity goes down even after the injections. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I agree. Let me read you the letters the state. Let me read you one letter the state police are getting. They're all getting the same letter. Please be advised that your request for a medical exemption from compliance with the governor's executive order 595 has been reviewed by the Department of State Police and is hereby denied. That's all in caps, denied. The medical documentation provided by your health care provider does establish that a medical procedure precludes you from safely receiving any of the three currently available COVID-19 vaccines. Notwithstanding this medical necessity, because the department is unable to provide you with a reasonable accommodation, we are unable to grant your request for an exemption. An accommodation would cause undue hardship because there is no accommodation that will allow the department to protect the safety of your colleagues and the public without sustaining a significant adverse impact on operations, blah, 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 blah. Accordingly, your request for an exemption from Executive Order 595 is denied. They make it sound like that's the 595 is it's the Ten Commandments. Executive Order, all hail. Executive Order 595. Oh, oh. 844-500-4242. 617, did you ever in your lifetime think that you would hear any decent, sane person say that loyalty is an overrated virtue? He is a very sick man. You know what's even sicker? That cut is from maybe a decade ago. We should have all seen this coming. We weren't paying attention. The earlier caller was saying, people like Fauci are our fault for letting it happen. Charlie Parker is our fault for letting it happen. You know, I mean, this is the way he always was, and we just didn't pay attention. And It's just astonishing that he's doing this to these people, and the inmates, hey, they're okay. Remember this, didn't they have a case where a guy wanted to wear a spaghetti colander on his head when he took a driver's license picture, and he said it was part of his religion, and they said okay, so the spaghetti colander on your head is okay. But if you're worried about getting a disease, that's not okay. I mean, again, you make your decision. You're an adult. I make my decision. I'm an adult. I took it for various reasons. You can make your decision one way or the other. But I mean, to have the government coming down on you for a disease that 99% of the people survive.
By the Jack, way, that man identified as a Pastafarian.
Is that what he said? I forgot.
Yeah.
A Pastafarian.
Yeah, they worship the flying spaghetti monster.
And he was allowed to take his driver's license photo with a colander on his head. Is that correct?
I wonder if he got a religious exemption for the vaccine with that.
You know what? That's a really good question.
We should track him down.
Let's find out.
I'll
if he gets
to the nearest Pastafarian church.
Yeah, thank you. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Howie, first of all, thanks for taking my call. You do a great job. Like an aircraft carrier, when you turn it around, it takes a lot of time. And it will happen. Starting here with the City of Philadelphia Fighters Union, Local 22, big win. The City of Philadelphia will not be enforcing the mandate this week or in the future.
Good.
As they said, all employees, regardless of vaccination status, should report to work.
They said that for a week in Massachusetts, and then now they're beginning to I guess they think they have everything in order that they can replace all these people. So now they've started suspending people. You think that'll be the same thing in Philadelphia or not?
Well, I don't know. The firefighters, I'm not sure, but I can tell you this: the reason that they can afford to do it, Department of Correction, is because look at the number of inmates they have now compared to when before COVID started. Howie, they let almost half of them go.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to this the guy, Officer X, earlier in the day, and he said he escorted one guy to the door at his prison. He was he's an older guy, but he's 6'2 and still in pretty good shape. He strangled two people, and they just let him. They opened the door and let him out. I mean, there's going to be problems. There's already been problems with all these people that they let go in the federal system, and a lot of them were white collar scammers. But they've just gotten into more scams. This is the way it goes. I mean, recidivism is a fact of life. If you're a bad guy, chances are you're going to continue to be a bad guy in one way or another. Fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need the few free hours left over to spend quality time with loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables. If you want to lighten your load so you can focus on your true priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. Now, tonight in Arlington, Patrice from Arlington, she's got a great new dish that she just ordered for the first time. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Chimichurri steak. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Taylor?
Chimichurri, I believe. Yeah.
Chimichurri.
Chimichurri, something like that.
With roasted onions. What is that steak, Taylor? Do you know?
I have no idea. Sounds like it has maybe some Hispanic or Spanish influence on it, you know?
But I guarantee you one thing, it'll be good. Yeah. I'll get an email from her tomorrow, and she'll say it's great, and she'll say she and her husband, Bill, had enough left over for lunch tomorrow or dinner tomorrow night. That's the way it works. I mean, it's you get plenty of food from HelloFresh. It's delivered right to your doorstep, and more cities and towns, unfortunately, in Massachusetts, despite the declining COVID loads, are going back to the mask. You don't want to go to the supermarket and have to deal with Karen. Next thing they'll be bringing back social distancing. They'll be bringing back one-way aisles in the supermarkets. You don't want any of that BS, do you? HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to your doorstep once a week. That blue box arrives, and it'll give you a real lift in your mood once you see it. It gives you a head start on meals and freeing up the rest of the evening for much-needed me time. It's also 30% cheaper than the grocery store, so it saves you both a trip and a buck. Plus, with farm-fresh produce and 50 always-changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15-minute recipes make for fast and no-fuss weeknight dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like melty Monterey Jack burgers or crispy maple mustard chicken are a hit for the parents and kids alike. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot pecan biscuit bake, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. And it's not just dinner either. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-school treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book, and Patrice's, and Taylor's, and Grace's, and everybody else. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
You regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
(844) 500-4242-860 says every digital sign on I-91, that's Western Mass, obviously, is looking for plow truck drivers. Will they need to provide proof of vaccination while they spend endless hours driving alone? That is a really good question. I do not know the answer to that. I wouldn't be surprised, would you? 844, you could infect others while picking up sand. Or salt. Do they still use salt? Or is that just, that's just in red states they use salt? I don't know. 844-500-4242. The letter says we can't accommodate your exception and maintain operations, so we will fire you instead and maintain operations. Yes, that's exactly what it says, 617. You summed it up perfectly. Keith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Keith.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Thank Woo for taking my call. I miss him. He had a lot of good stuff.
He did.
So I have a question for you. Why is the state going through this whole song and dance about, oh, we'll grant you a religious and or medical exemptions when they had no intention of doing this from the beginning?
I think this is CYA, isn't it? This is written, these things are written by lawyers. The medical documentation provided by your health care provider does establish that a medical necessity precludes you, et cetera. Notwithstanding this medical necessity, the department is unable to provide you with a reasonable accommodation. That's reasonable accommodation. That is a that's a legal phrase if ever I heard one, Keith, right?
So I have another question for you, and you might know more about this than I ever would. Did they have to say that, like you said, the CYA, for like discrimination issues for state or federal law? Was there something that somebody found and said, we have to put this in language?
Absolutely.
Like this, so we. Okay.
Yeah, no, they did. Because I saw one from the DOC earlier, and they didn't have any of this stuff in. And then the second one that they put out, which supplemented or replaced the earlier one, it was totally illiterate written. It hadn't even been proofread, but it included some of this reasonable accommodation stuff. Yeah, that's all this is. They're trying to cover themselves. By the way, thousands of NYPD, FDNY, New York City workers were on the Brooklyn Bridge today protesting the mandates in New York City. We'll stay on this. I'm Howie Carr.